Morning, we're continuing with Chayotim Koch of Chavches Simon Dalit. Okay, so he did not say Musaf in the fourth bracha. He did not realize he did not say insert Musaf in the fifth bracha. Avimnizker Kadim Shalker Raglov. So now he realized that he forgot it. So he doesn't go back to the fifth bracha. In that situation, he goes back and repeats the fourth bracha. Tzarech l'achzor l'kedushas hayom. V'yazker musafim b'mekomoy. So then he's going to say the musaf in the appropriate place where it belongs. Now, what about the following scenario? V'yimnizker kadam shehizkel would say, the person realized immediately after the fourth bracha, before he started the fifth bracha. So we've discussed this before, that there's machlokes between the Chayotim and the Mishnah Berurah. What's the status of once you've completed the bracha before you start the next one? The Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes. What's the status? Can you insert insertions which are required over there? And the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayotim both say that you could. The question is, if you said just the words Baruch Atah Hashem, what should you do? So the Chayotim holds that you can rely on this idea of inserting immediately after the bracha so strongly that you'll finish off the bracha instead of saying Lamdeni Chukecha. And the Mishnah Berurah holds that it's questionable. So if you could say Lamdeni Chukecha, thereby maintaining your status within the previous bracha, then go back and insert it and finish off the bracha properly. But the Chayotim holds the idea of adding after you finish the bracha, before you start the next bracha, is the halachic equivalent of inserting it in the bracha. So if a person realizes that he forgot to say Musaf, immediately after he says the words Mekadesh HaShabbos, before he starts to say, so what should he do? In this Kekonim Shehizkel would say, Yermer Menas Lafanecha Karban Musaf Kedin, he'll say the words Menas Lafanecha Karban Musaf, and that's all he says is those four words, Menas Lafanecha Karban Musaf. Like the rule of anything which is something which is required and a person forgot it, he can insert it immediately after the bracha before he starts the next bracha. Kadam Shahisko Bracha Armra. He's able to insert it before he starts the next bracha. Now you notice over here the Chayyim does not mention the words Tamire Hayyim, he just mentions Karban Musaf. So one suggestion is that there's a difference between the basic phrase requires Tamir Hayyim and Karban Musaf, but the bottom line phrase is the main thing is the Karban Musaf, like we mentioned. So if in your middle of the Ritzay, you're part inserting as part of Ritzay, so it flows with the bracha, you should mention both of them. Over here, it's as it were hanging in the middle of the room. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Baruch Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, Menazes Lafanecha, so Karban Musaf. So we're sort of inserting it in a place where it's not clear what it means, so we're going to minimize that insertion as much as possible, and we're going to break it down to its bare minimum of what must be said, which only requires Karban Musaf and not the mention of the Karban Talmid. Okay. A new scenario. Simon Hay. Tove hispalo musaf kadam l'shachris. Person, for whatever reason, daven musaf before he daven shachris. So hispalo chakach shachris. See, daven shachris afterwards. We don't say, well, he has to daven musaf again because the order has to be shachris and then musaf. He daven musaf first. So now when he daven shachris afterwards, so you're not yotze shachris with musaf. So you're going to daven shachris afterwards. Now, are you yotze musaf with musaf being before shachris? The answer is yes. Until Mishana yichasha b'malkam musaf. That first tefillah will count as musaf, because that's what he said, and even though the Musaf came before Shacharis, but even it's not Ma'akev, like he points out that this is a Magen Avraham, because Retiminim ain't Ma'akvin b'Musafim. Let's say a scenario would be the person would not bring the Karban Talmud. So if he brings the Karban Musaf, he's still Yotzei. So one is not really dependent on the other. That being said, the correct order is Talmud, the Karban Talmud, and then the Karban Musaf. You're not allowed the Chachila to bring the Karban Musaf before the Karban Talmud. But if for whatever reason a person would just bring the Musaf and not the Talmud, he would be Yotzei. So the same thing over here, he's Yotzei with his Karban Musaf, his Tfilas Musaf, even though it's prior to Tfilas Shah. Have a good day.